Smart Speaker and DAB. Swiss Radio in English.
Good morning. It is Friday, the 17th of May.
This is WRS.
I'm Kat Cullen, and this is the Swiss News. Police in Canton Aargau have released more information about the street attack on Wednesday afternoon. Six people were injured in a random knife attack. A 43-year-old man is in custody. Police say the man started randomly stabbing people around the Zofingen train station. He's said to be a Spanish national, although he had put in an asylum application before later withdrawing it. He only entered Switzerland a few days before. Prosecutors say the man is showing psychological abnormal behaviour and have requested the man is held for pre-trial detention. Electric car sales are slowing and more people don't want one. A survey by the comparison portal bonus.ch says as many as 74% don't want an electric car, which is up 4% from the previous year. While demand is higher year on year, there's a definite flattening of the curve. The survey suggests there are many factors: the abolition of tax exemption and subsidy cuts, higher electricity prices, limited charging points, and ongoing concerns about range. But there's also growing concern about the ecological impact of the batteries, such as the use of rare earth minerals. A proposed 15 billion Swiss franc boost to the defence budget is not likely to get through the Council of States. Centre-left parties want the extra money for the army and Ukraine. The idea is 10 billion francs will be spent on the army over the next 5 years and 5 billion francs to help Ukraine. But the Upper House's Financial Committee has rejected the package, saying it will increase the country's debt and lead to cuts elsewhere. Swiss intelligence officers are being criticised for ignoring warnings from their US and UK counterparts about the owners of a hotel near the military airbase in Meiringen in Canton Bern. Last summer, the hotel was raided and the Chinese owners arrested. They were suspected of spying on the airbase, which is due to receive new F-35 fighter jets. The planes have been a target of Chinese espionage attempts all over the world. But a report in the Wall Street Journal says the Swiss have been warned about the owners by the CIA and MI6, but those warnings were ignored for a long time. The newspaper also reports the hotel, which is now up for sale, will be bought by the Defence Department, but that's not being confirmed. The local Swiss People's Party in Plan-les-Ouates in Geneva is demanding the closure of an asylum seeker centre. It was opened in March and only has 10 people at the moment, although that could reach 60. The right-wing party is also demanding increased security around the centre. The mayor, Fabienne Monbaron, says she believes this is simple electioneering by the party and says that there have been no reports of any issues. But the local Swiss People's Party leader, Jean-Christophe Delphin, says he listened to residents' concerns and reports of problems at other centres around the country. And finally, another long weekend is upon us and the warnings of delays and jams on the roads have been renewed. The prefecture of the French department of Haute-Savoie says they're expecting major delays at the Mont Blanc tunnel. Other roads are likely to be busy, it says, such as the A40, A41N and the RN205. The same is true in Switzerland. Major roads heading south could be slow, as well as the Gotthard tunnel.
WRS weather.
There's a chance of storms and showers. In fact, showers in place this morning, but this afternoon will be bright and sunny with a few clouds along the mountains and a chance of isolated storms this afternoon. Top temperatures today are 20 degrees with the possibility of some strong gusts of wind when it does get stormy. Over the weekend, it'll be fairly bright tomorrow, but still with a chance of some showers at times, and it'll be a touch more overcast in the afternoon. Highs at 18 degrees tomorrow. Sunday, although, will be bright and sunny with a chance of some afternoon storms, highs at 20 degrees. And Monday will also be sunny, highs again at 20.